Good and Bad Podcast Show. Once again, Jeff Malice Etienne.
And Nikki.
And Nikki. The infamous Nikki. Alright. So check this out. Y'all won't know this because y'all won't know. This podcast, this is me and her starting this shit over.
Yes, a blooper happened.
Yeah, so we had started this half an hour ago, okay? We were like 26 minutes deep into it, and I fucked up, all right? I'm telling a story, and everybody knows one of the things Jeff does not like to do, I don't really like to give names.
Well, we shouldn't give names.
Sometimes I do. There's been times that I have, but that's...
Yeah, but you've gotten yourself into a lot of trouble, so we're not going to do that again.
Me, as far as trouble, I mean, personally, me, I don't look at it as trouble, because I look at it like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, it's a personal...
Doing shit.
Your personal consequence that comes later, but however, we had to start over.
So start over because, right, I'm telling the story, and then I say, oh, I almost said this person's name. So then she was like, oh, yeah, be careful. And then literally a few seconds later, I say the person's name. And I'm like, fuck. So, you know, I don't want to do that. And you know, and for this particular reason why I didn't want to say that person's name is, if I don't say, if I leave a person's name out, and I'm like, I'm not going to say their name, because I don't have no beef with them. You know what I mean? I look at it like, yo, I don't got no beef with this person. I don't dislike the person. So I'm not. Now, if I don't give a fuck about that person, and I'm just like, yo, they're not going to do shit. Yo, fuck them, whatever. And, you know, me being petty. You know what I mean? Petty Betty. You know what I mean?
Well, Betty isn't here today.
You know what I mean? So then I'll say the name. Like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Like I did it. I did it with my, with, you know, one of my, you know, kid's moms. I was like...
Yeah, I remember. That's the consequence that I'm talking about. But now, however, the topic of our conversation was...
Go ahead.
Dating people who have children.
Dating moms, women.
Dating moms with children.
Because men don't have that issue.
Dating moms.
Men don't have that issue.
Dating... Well, there are single dads.
No, there are, but I'm saying they still don't have that issue.
Yeah, I guess they don't. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
You know what I mean? So, but I'm kind of glad, we're redoing this thing because we can make it better. So, let me break down why I'm like, all right, me, I say don't do it.
And I say moms need love too.
They do. Moms do need love too, but if you're a mom and you got kids, you have to learn how to balance both.
No, you definitely do.
It has to be 50-50. Even though, you know, I know there's gonna be women out there like, no, fuck that, my child comes first. Okay, cool, yes, your child does come first. I understand that. That's not what I'm saying. It still has to be 50-50. It still has to be 50-50. Yes. You know what I mean? So
and when do we introduce you? What is the right timing to introduce
the guy
that you're dating, or do you not introduce them at all until you realize this is somebody you hope to have serious relationship?
That's when you should
introduce them.
You should introduce them. If you're if you know in your head, you know, I'm just dating, and you're dating other men, there's no point in you introducing, you know what I mean, them to your child. Like, no. But if you feel like, you know what, I'm only dating him. And I've been dating him for...
What, 30 days, 2 weeks, a month, no, 60 days?
60 days.
60 days, okay.
60 like days, that. 60 days, and you feel that, yo, it's a solid 60 days. I really like him. We both want to see where this is going to go. He's serious, I'm serious. Then, yeah, that's when you should do it. I mean, you know, the last long-term relationship I was in, I met her kids after about... I remember this. I met her in the month of April, and then we started dating. Then we started dating in like May, and I didn't meet her kids till June, July. I met her kids. It was literally 2 months after of us dating, maybe three, but I definitely want to say it was definitely a solid 2 months.
So not 6 months.
No, I know. Man, listen. You make a motherfucker wait 6 months, all right? You know, then.
And then the kid don't like you. You know what I'm
saying? Yo, here's one thing that I will say. Here's one thing that I will say, right? So I remember I was dating this, one woman, right? Now, she had, you know, she had two kids. She had, like, you know, they were twins, a boy and a girl. And at the time that I was dating her, her kids were in the 7th grade. So they were 13? You know what I'm saying? So they were like, you know, like 13 years old. So, you know, that's your phone vibrating, by the way.
Thank you for letting me know. It's probably one of the kids.
So we, yeah, like I said, the kids were 13 years old, 7th grade. So she hadn't introduced me to them, which is fine. Okay. We dated for a good, we did it for like a good 6 months. She never introduced me. Never introduced me to the kids. So now we're limited as to what we can do. Because it's, you know, I haven't introduced you to the kids. So it was always like, I would never go over to her place. Mm-hmm. She would always come over, you know what I mean? Come over to, you know, come over to my crib.
You're the single pad, bachelor pad.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I remember I went to her crib like one time. But, you know, the kids weren't there. They were with their father. All right. So then we stopped dating. Okay. We stayed in touch, you know, through like social media, talk here and there, whatever. Yeah. So a good, like, you know, like a good 2 years went by. We started dating again. All right. Now her kids are like juniors in high school. You know what I mean? Sophomores.
Okay.
Still hadn't introduced me to the kids.
What?
Okay. Still hadn't introduced me to the kids. Right. Now, this is where things got, like, you know, kind of got, like, all screwy. It's because we're still limited to what we can do.
What stopped you from bringing it up to her?
I did bring it up to her.
And she still said
no? She would dance around this shit. Okay, so I go to her.
So that means she didn't want to be serious with you.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah. Oh, and I picked up on that, and I was just like, yo, you can fuck. I was like, yo, speed on before you get, you know, my favorite term, speed on before you get peed on. You know what I mean? Because she want to sit there and she want to complain, right? She want to complain to me about, oh, well, we had plans, but, you know, it's not that I canceled the plans. It was more of like, all right, cool. Yeah, we had plans, but we're going to push the plans back because I'm going to go ref. You know what I mean? To make, you know, mm-hmm. cash money. So I'm going to go ref. Mm-hmm. So then it's like, all right, I'm done reffing. We have like all day. So we can hang out. We can do something.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't because the kids are home. Okay. You know what I mean? Because her whole thing was, you know, coming over to her place and.
So she only wanted to see you in her window of time.
Her window of time. Like, you know, oh, maybe you could come over. We sit in my backyard. I have, like, you know, like these, like, you know, like nice little, like, couches type shit mm-hmm. in the backyard. Wow. Listen, yep. Yeah, we can listen to music. I'll make drinks. I bet. Oh, we can only do that when your kids aren't around. So now, you know, it's like limited. I was like, yo. So then I said to her, like, yo, before me, you were dating this guy for 6 months. Or, like, yeah, she dated for like a year maybe, right? And I said, how long were you with this guy or dating him before he got to meet the kids? And she was like, I don't know, like 2-3 months. And I said, and I've known you for what, 3 years? And I still haven't met them? I was like, yo, come on, man, get the fuck out of here. I was like, yo, I don't want to hear shit out of your mouth. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear nothing about, you know, about making plans and all that, because your plans are just more of, you know, when your kids aren't around. If I were to meet your kids, I could come over anytime, any day. Mm-hmm. But I can't. You know, you could come over at times. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's one reason as to not. I mean, I'm just like, yo, fuck dating women with, you know, women with kids. You know what I mean? So I'll break down the topics and then you can, you know, we can cover them. So it's that. Also, the other reason is if the child doesn't accept you, because the child is looking at, like, you're taking my mom away from me. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah,
the attention.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
The third one is, you know, I want mommy and daddy to be together. That's the third. The fourth, child is like disrespectful.
Oh, my disrespectful gosh. To
you. You know what I'm saying?
That's a hard one.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Because how do you move forward? It doesn't matter how much you like this woman. The tension is always going to be there. And the mom is always going to be feeling like she's in the middle. And how can she please both of you without going insane?
Yep. And then the fifth one that just escaped my mind right now. Oh, man. So I was saying, and the fifth one is them kind of like
older, right? Older children. Didn't you have a story where the woman's children were adults having their own children and she was still coddling them and being there for their for everything?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to cover that. We'll cover that. Okay. Keep that in mind. We'll cover that. All right. But I'm going to tell you this much. As soon as I start talking about it, she listens. She's going to know I'm talking about her. You know what I mean? And I'm going to expect a text message from her. You know what I mean?
Well, it's to be expected.
You know what's funny is she sent me a text message last time about the last podcast. And I'm like, I wasn't talking about you. It wasn't about you I was talking. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, guilty conscience?
Hey,
you know
what I mean? Shoe fits, they say. Wear it.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Cinderella.
You know what I mean? And then, and that's what the fifth one is.
Okay.
Is mothers who want to, like, you know, hey, look at these two.
It's the Bennifer.
you know, they want to coddle their children. Coddle their children. It's like, you know, they're more into still calling their children. You know what? Let's cover this shit now. Fuck it. Let's do this now, okay? So I'm going to break it down like this, okay? So I was dating this woman for like 6 months, okay?
That's a while. That's a long while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has two kids. One was 19. One was 21. All right? The 19-year-old had a 1-year-old son. The 21-year-old had an infant daughter, like mm-hmm. 3-4 months, okay. Some shit like that. Yo, let me tell you, Nikki, the 6 months that her and I were together, I have never in my life have ever seen a woman whose kids called her so fucking much. So much, you know what I mean? And it's like, and it was never like a good reason.
Yeah.
Yo, her phone would constantly fucking ring.
It sounded like it was a toxic.
It was toxic.
Toxic household.
Oh, toxic as fuck. When I mean, yo, you're just like, you know.
The tip of the iceberg.
Because it was toxic as fuck as far as like, you know, the relationships that her daughters were getting into and just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was, yo. And you know, and I said to her, like, you know why your daughters are in relationships like that? They learn that shit from you.
Absolutely. They
because the last man you were with was fucking abusive.
They see it and they feel that that's what you're supposed to endure.
Yeah. And it's like, yo, you know what? As a woman, you know what I mean? I'm about to get off topic, but, you know, just real quick, you know, make sure you bring me back. As a woman who's a mother, you're setting an example. You should be fucking ashamed of yourself to be in a relationship, a 6-year relationship with the man who's verbally, mentally, physically, emotionally abusing you in front of your children in the same household, and you allow that shit.
Well, like our last podcast that we talked about, it's a mental health issue at that point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. But it's like, and here's the other thing. Both of her kids were girls. Oh, she has three kids. She has a son. The son was like 20.
Is the son abusive?
No. Son's a good...
good kid?
Good dude.
But
good
it's dude. The girls that are watching and thinking that this is the way a man is supposed to love them.
Because the relationship that they were in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. But you know, here's my other thing. That like I was sense. Saying, though. But here's my other thing is, but, like, how is it as your, you know, like, daughters... You're watching your mother go through this. Why don't y'all, like, slap your mother across the face? Like, yo, wake the fuck up. You know what I mean? This guy's abusing you. You're not...
It's not that easy. My mother went through something like that when I was 16. Well, I would say a lot longer than 16. However, she married... Well, she was going... Well, she did marry this man. But I destroyed... the wedding cake and the wedding decorations.
You did?
And I destroyed it all. And I don't regret it because I tried to get my mom to see that this guy is no good for her. She didn't want to believe it. And right after they got married, started all the physical abuse. All the physical abuse. And I mean, I would fight with my mom. I tried taking custody of my little brother. At the time he was like 9-10 years old, you know, that he was going through that. It was not easy. You cannot, no matter how much you meddle into it, there's no fixing it. But now going back to what we're originally supposed to be talking about.
What were we talking about? Dating women, dating women with kids.
Women with
so,
children.
You know, so like I was saying, you know what I mean? Like, yo, these girls caught their mom off the fucking hook constantly. You know what I mean? And then it was, and then the other sad part about it, right, is they weren't self-sufficient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She had her 19-year-old, and yo, don't get me wrong, right? Don't get me wrong. Yo, you seem like you're one of those moms. Yo, your kid's blowing you up.
Well, I don't know if it's actually my children.
Don't get me wrong, because I'm not bad-mouthing her 19-year-old. Because...
not my kids.
Because, okay. One of your many men?
No.
Many men. Many, 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 many men.
We'll leave 50 Cent back.
Wish that for me. Anyways.
Back where he came from. Now.
So, like, I just want to say, like, yo, don't get me wrong. I'm not badding. I'm not bad mother. What are you looking for?
I just dropped my cell phone.
God, good Lord. Are you all unfolded just, my favorite blanket? Yo.
Just
damn, yo.
On topic.
How you drop your phone? You don't even know what you did with it. Good Lord. This is what I go through, yo. Yeah, this way it was.
I have it.
Anyways, yo. Once again, because she's gonna listen to this and she's gonna be like, he's talking about me. I mean, but yo, I speak the truth. I don't give a fuck. Don't get me wrong. Her 19-year-old, she's a good girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't got anything negative, like as far as like her as a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's a good girl. You know what I mean? It's just, she needs to learn how to be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Stop relying on your mother so much. You know what I mean? You're 19 years old. You're going to be 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you got to learn to just be on your own fucking 2 feet. Because if your mother dies tomorrow, what the fuck are you going to do? Well, yo, what are you going to do? These girls would crumble.
Yeah.
Crumble if their mother were to disappear tomorrow. They wouldn't survive. They'd be like, yo, what are we going? We're going to live in the fucking street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it was always like, oh, well, I got to drive up to, I'm not going to say the city. You know what I'm saying? I got to drive, but it's a city that's like an hour away from me.
So basically,
I got to go there because I got to drive her. She needs...
always had to run to their rescue. Okay.
But here's my thing. It wasn't even run to their rescue. Like, okay, it's a rescue where they really needed my, you know, like, you know, they're in trouble. It was, she needs a ride to go cash her check. She needs a ride to go do this, to go do... Yo.
Yeah.
You're 19.
Well, basically, it sounds like she has her priorities all mixed up. And you can't compete with that, so what do you do? You move on.
Yeah. Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? And then I remember one of the things that she said was... I'm going to be there for my kids. I'm not going to do what my mother did to me. And I'm like, yo, hold up. There's a fine line between being there for your kids and, like, you know, to the point where...
Being at their beck and call.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because now it's to the point where it's, you know, I need mommy to survive for everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you going to do? So, that was the other issue of dating, you know.
So, have you ever had any positive outcomes dating a woman with children? Any positive experiences at all?
I mean, for the most part, you know what I mean? Like, my last long-term relationship, you know what I mean, which was, you know.
A while ago.
6 years ago, 7 years mm-hmm. ago, you know what I mean? You know, she had two kids. She had a son and a daughter. I'm not going to say that was negative. It was positive. It started off bad. Like, the son was very receptive to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Until this day, I still love him. You know what I mean? When I see him. I haven't seen him in a while.
I think daughters, us females in general, daughters are just tough. We're just tough.
And you know what? I ended up getting to the point with her where I considered her a daughter, too. You know what I mean? I took her to her very first basketball game. You know what I mean? I remember one day I came over, and I'm like, yo, where is she? And, you know, she's in the room, she's crying. I'm like, why is she crying? Oh, because her father took her brother to a Celtics game and didn't take her. And then, you know, she's like, oh, why would he do that? Why would you only buy just two tickets for you and just him? And, you know, he only cares about him. That's his favorite. And I was like, yo, listen, don't worry about that, yo. I'm going to take you to a game. Me and her had broken up. And I still took her to a game.
Oh, that's nice.
Took her to her first. That's really nice. Took her to her first Celtics game. She got like damn near front row.
I got to take my girls to their very first game the other day.
Yo, she damn near got front row. Front row tickets.
Front row.
Damn near.
How'd you pull that off?
Because my boy, who I went to high school with,
yeah.
He works for the Celtics. Oh. And he doesn't have no low position. He has a very high position with the Celtics.
All right, so where are these tickets, Jeff?
I'm not hooking nobody up, all right? Fuck all that. Yo, that was the first time I ever asked him for tickets. He's been working with the Celtics since,
And he still works for the Celtics?
Still works for the Celtics. High position. Like, I wear a suit and tie.
All right. Well, it's time to give him a ring.
You know what I mean? Put it this way. His position, I'm not going to say his name either. His position is so high that when he saw me at the game, he was like, yo, what's up? But yo, you want to come on the court and take a picture? Yeah. Just come on.
Oh, that's great.
Took me onto the court with her.
You need to be on that court reffing is what you need to be doing.
Trust me. I'm getting there. But, you know, took her and she had, you know, and she had the time of her life. But anyways, what?
I wanted to stop you because it's just been one negative situation after the other. How do we...
That was cool, right? I can't say that.
Experience.
Yeah, it was. You know what I mean?
But you were broken up with her. So now, okay, moving on to my next question. Is what advice would you give for those who do get into relationships with women with children? As a man.
All right, as a man, I personally think, you know, in my opinion, if you're going to date a woman with kids, date a woman with kids who their kids are self-sufficient. You know what I mean? Their kids are at that age to where, you know what, you want to take her out, she can leave the kids home alone by themselves. Because they can take care of themselves. You know what I mean? They're 14, 15. You know what I mean? Because I've heard the age to where you can leave your child home alone is, they say 13. You know what I mean? So, so there you go. They're 13 years old and up. To where they can stay home by themselves. Not they need to go out and find a babysitter. They need to ask their sister or their grandmother or whatever to watch the kids. That's my opinion.
And how do you feel with the timing of getting this mom out on a date? Because...
What do you mean timing?
Well, you had mentioned that they're not always able to go out and do something with you because of the kids. Or they don't have a sitter or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So I say, why not give them a week in advance notice?
That I understand. You know what I mean? I do agree with you on that. You know what I mean? But there's gonna be times where you're just like, oh, hey, listen,
spur
you
of the
know,
moment.
spur of the moment type, you know what I mean, type shit. And if you feel like you can't ever do a spur of the moment, then yeah, what's the fun in, you know what I mean? What's up? What's the fun? What if I want to do something like I want to surprise you?
But what if you're a parent yourself and you're dating someone with children? I
What's the
mean,
question?
I'm saying, how can you say what's the point of dating this person if there's never a time to be in the spur of the moment?
If you.
Not all parents who are together in relationships can do that, even being together.
It's a good question. If you're a parent yourself and you're going through the same things that she's going through, then you understand, okay, then that's when you're like, I understand. And that's when you're like, all right, I'm a, you won't like, you know, really worry about n let me do spur of the moment stuff, because you know what? She can't do spur of the moment with me because I have my child. But if you're a parent too, and you but you're not dealing with that, then you know what I'm saying? Then you're kind of like,
And
yeah,
so you think it should be 60 days
before they meet
after,
the kids,
yeah.
yeah. After 60 days, and you feel like
Like you like this person and you see yourself moving forward.
yeah.
So even though you may not be as serious as you think you are, 60 days is not a lot of time. I mean, although I guess you can't, people do say, oh, I fell in love in like a week or a month or.
Can you find love in a week?
I mean, I don't
That's a
know.
topic. That's for another podcast. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
I mean, I don't know, but I've heard people who have done that.
I've heard people have done that too. I've heard
And
people
then
do
people who have done that and lasted forever.
that. Yo, listen. There ain't no handbook to this shit. There
No.
ain't no guidebook to this shit.
No, but
You know
I
what I mean?
swear society feels as though they know it all. And
Somebody's. Yo,
how
so,
can you date someone and get married right
Yo, listen,
away?
somebody somewhere, you know, fucked it up. You know what I mean? This is gonna be, it's gonna be, this is
We're
gonna be
just
a,
human, damn it.
this is gonna be a topic. This is a topic also we can cover, you know what I'm
Right.
saying? But, you know, I'm gonna say this, you know, there's no guidebook to it.
Yeah.
There's no handbook to it. If you feel like, yo, you fell in love after a month, so be it. You know what I mean? If you feel like, you know what, I've been with this person for 6 months and I wanna marry him, so fucking be it. You know what I mean?
Now,
If you want to have sex with a man or a woman on the first date, so be it. I know people who've had sex on the first date, and
I
until this day,
personally don't.
they're still together 27 years later.
That's good, but I don't think women should be having sex on the first or second date.
And I know women who've
Show
made,
your worth.
and I know women who've made men wait, and they're
And
not together,
still is right,
and they're
and
not
they're
with
not
them.
with them.
You know what I'm saying? So like, there ain't no. Go with your intuition, women. Women
Go with your gut. That's
love to
true.
go, you know, women love this whole
Well,
intuition shit.
not everybody knows how to use their intuition.
Well, they do if they're buying it from fucking Walgreens.
What the fuck does that mean?
Intuition shaver.
Oh,
She didn't
I
get
didn't get it.
it.
Over my head. That was over my head.
Yeah, so. You know, but you know, like I said, that's for another topic. You know what I mean? But you know, as far as dating women with, you know, women with kids, man, I'm
You
just.
can do it. Don't listen to him. He's had too many bad
I
experiences.
have.
I would
I
say
have. I'm speaking from experience,
experience.
bad experiences. So if you so you know, people could say just being biased. Maybe I am. Can you blame me? You know what I'm saying? Can you blame me?
I don't know if I can blame you, but I can certainly say from my own experiences, at the time before my last child, bringing someone into my fold with my other two children, I never really saw it as a problem until I had a 12-year relationship with someone and had a child with that person, and that person is making it extremely difficult. like extremely difficult. Like, if you ever date someone new, that person is never to meet my child. And if you do, I'm going to take my kid away and I'm going to cause you all these problems.
That's fucking stupid. Situation. That's dumb, you know. Like,
it
come
is,
on, yo,
but
stop.
It also has me thinking in the back of my mind, like, you know, what is the right thing to do? How do I approach it? If I'm dating this guy and I really like him and he really likes me and he's asking to meet my children, I have to say, well, there's only one child you can't meet. Like, how does that just sounds so fucked up.
It does.
Like, I have to hide you from my child. It shouldn't be that
way. No, it shouldn't be that way. And why? But why should you make it that way?
I shouldn't. Have to make it that way. I guess I'm fearful of the outcome.
It's a fucking child.
Yes, it is a child. And the child can grow up pretty fucked up.
Yo, listen, if you do your job as a parent, you ain't get... Yo, personally, I say you do your job as a parent.
I can only do my job as my... and with my parenting skills. But the other parent doing his parenting job with his mentality can still fuck up that child.
Like, me personally... I date women. If I date women, you know, I mean, date women with kids. I'm like, listen, I'm not getting involved in your parenting, you know.
Do we have to meet the parents? I know a lot of people who also say, if you're bringing around this person into my life, I need to meet them.
I think, you're talking about like. How you're a single mom and then the yes. dad is like, oh, yeah, you could. I mean, I say why not, but that right there is also one of those wait a while.
So I'm waiting a while for introducing the man to the ex before or after he
to
gets
me personally
to the kid.
To me personally, it's not important. You know what I mean? To me, you know what I mean? Because I've never told like my daughter's mother. Like, yo, whatever the guy you date, I need to meet him. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't give a fuck who you date. As long as he does not disrespect my daughter or mistreats her in any way. That's it.
How I feel.
Because the moment... Exactly. And the moment he... Listen, and I'm saying this live. I'm saying this live. Well, we're not live. But I'm saying this right on this podcast. If a man is so much as disrespect my daughter, I'm taking his fucking head off. So if it ever happens in the future, people are going to be like, oh, Jeff's guilty because he said it on the podcast. Yep. Motherfucking right, I said it on the podcast. You know what I mean? What's today's date?
Today?
The 7th. It's the 7th because it ain't midnight.
Okay. I was about to say, well, it depends on the time.
December 7th, 11:18, Jeff said it. A man disrespects my daughter, I'm taking his head off. Period. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure that's all parents. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's all dads. You know what I mean? So me personally, yo, I don't care. I don't care about that. I don't want to be the guy you're dating, but I'll have an issue if, you know, like, yo, you keep dating all these multiple men and you keep bringing them.
That is a problem that women have also. That is a problem because now, oh, this is my friend. This is my friend. This is my friend. Well, mommy, you have a lot of men friends.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a lot of man friends. That is a problem. You know what I mean?
Women do that too, and that's not good for the kids. But I guess, like you said, how, you know, who are we to judge? We're only human.
Listen, you're right. Who are we to judge if, you know, if you as a woman feel like, hey, don't worry about that. I can date as many men as I want. Bring him to my daughter, introduce him to my daughter, and it won't affect her. So be it. Okay, fine. You know what I mean?
So all you lovely ladies out there with children, what is your opinion on this? Do you think Jeff is being too harsh? I think he's a little crazy just because he's had his, you know, some fucked up experiences. I think he... You know, There's barely any women left in this world without a child. I can say that.
Listen, I've dealt with women, you know what I mean, where they had kids where, you know, the child was a fucking asshole, where the child was a fucking bitch, mm-hmm. where, you know, and they were young. I've had dealt with it where they were teenagers. Now, it's a little bit different when they're teens and they're old enough, because I'm to that point where I say, well, you know what? You're at that age. I will fuck you up. Put that fear in your heart. Well, it works.
Teens are tough because they're going through so much already. Okay. And, you know, internally. And they just think the world revolves around them yep. and them their issues only.
Yep.
So that's a tough age. I don't think I ever gave my mom any issues like that. I just really wanted to see the best for my mom. So I always tried to protect her. And she always thought I tried to control her. Still to this day, she thinks that I want to be her parent. And I don't. I don't. I just saw all the bad choices that she made and we all had to live through them. And it was unfortunate that she still can't see that. You know, but I don't know. I definitely don't put my own children through that. And I think that's why I have a fear at this point of introducing someone to them moving forward after the last relationship of 12 years didn't work out. It's like, what am I really showing them? You know, I don't know. It's hard to express how I feel in words at this moment about it.
So I'm saying your last relationship, wasn't it with your daughter's father?
Yes.
Okay, so, but he still comes around.
Right, he does. Because he's very active in his daughter's life, which is why I fear introducing someone else down the line.
What I say,
I mean, I'm not actively messing with him. We're not doing anything, you know. It's just he only comes around for her.
Yeah. Listen, what I say to that is, if he has ever said to you, yo, I want to meet a man that you're dating, mm-hmm. or he plans on staying in the future. You'll know whether or not you want to do it. If you don't want to, say no. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, me personally, I ain't interested.
I personally don't think he emotionally and mentally could handle something like that right now.
Yeah, well, that's his problem.
It is. And that's why I wouldn't even want to introduce him to him.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's understandable. Because I remember, you know what's funny? Is I remember, one time.
My mental health is very important to me, and I don't want it to be brought down by someone else who can't control their emotions.
Oh, I feel you. I remember one time, the woman that I was dating, she ended up to happen to be the ex-wife mm-hmm. of somebody who I knew. You know what I mean? I actually knew him from childhood. Now, we weren't childhood friends. We just happened to, like, you know, we hung around in a little bit in the same circle. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we played Pop Warner football together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we went to the same high school. Okay. But we weren't boys.
Okay, you know what I mean? Ran in the same circles.
Not really. Not really. Okay. You know what I mean? Then he ran into a whole different circle than what I was running. Oh, okay. But we knew each other, like, on some, what's up, by first name, what's up, dabbing each other, whatever.
Okay, gotcha.
I did not know that was his ex-wife until it was at the first date. You know what I mean? At the first date when she was talking and, you know.
It's a small world.
Yeah.
It happened to me so many times.
When she was talking about the kids, like their aunts, their uncles and cousins. And I'm like, oh, how do you know this particular person? How do you know that person? And then she's like, oh, yeah, you know, that was my sister-in-law. Like, sister-in-law? you still married? She goes, no, I'm not married anymore. I'm divorced. But I still consider her my sister. Hold on. This person is the sister of this person. Were you married to... da-da-da? And she was like, yeah, I was. I'm like, holy shit. You know what I mean? But I still decided to, you know, to be with her. He ended up one day texting me and he was like, yo, give me a call. And I was like, no, you give me a call. You know what I'm saying? That's me. Don't text me until you give you a call, right. Nigga. You know what I mean? You call me. So he calls me and he's like, yo, I know you did. And, you know, I know you and my ex-wife, he said her name, but I know you and my ex-wife are together. And I was like, okay. Yo, it's all good, man. I'm cool with it. And I say, yo, no disrespect, bro. I wasn't asking for your permission. I told him just like that. I was like, I'm not asking for your permission. And I said, I'm not saying this on some, I'm trying to punk you or be a tough guy, but I'm not asking for your permission. I don't want your permission. Even if you were to tell me right now, I don't want you to be with her. I would tell you, yo, in a nice way, go pound sand. But I wouldn't say it that way. You know what I mean? I would say it the most disrespectful way I could think of. You know what I'm saying? But like, dude.
Leave it to Jeff.
Yep. Like, dude, I don't need your... Man, the fuck out of here.
Well, not only that, you didn't know. It's not like you actively sought out to go after his ex-woman.
Exactly.
Although, I can say a lot of men who know my daughter's father have actively sought out to date me. That's fucked up.
That's grimy.
It is grimy. And then they're like, oh, but... he don't need to know. And I'm like, the fact that I know that you know who I am and he who was with me and you know him and you're trying to date, you're like what kind of shit is that? Are you fucking crazy?
That's I've never done that.
There are a lot of guys who do it. Oh, that's my boy. Oh, we've known each other since, you know, high school or this or that. That's my boy. But, you know, what are you doing? Want to go out tonight? Oh, now I have like 6-7 drinks in me and, well, not me, but him. Now he's got 6-7 drinks in him. And now it's trying to cross the line, trying to kiss. Oh, you seeing anybody? Oh, we don't got to tell so-and-so. No, shut it down.
I've never done that. I've never dated any of my brother's exes, and I've never dated any of my friends' exes. Never crossed that line. Never will cross that line. I'm good.
You know what's weird? Celebrities do it to each other every single day.
Yo, you know what? Celebrities live by a whole different set of rules.
It's okay to be.
I'm not saying it's okay.
How do you become a celebrity and say, oh, it's okay that, you know, I'm dating so-and-so.
Because the moment you become a celebrity, people, like, I feel like, listen, before you're a celebrity, you were an ordinary person. And you had a mentality as an ordinary person.
The moment you're
a celebrity, you decided like, you know what?
I want that person.
I can do whatever the fuck I want. I'm a celebrity.
I don't care if you went out with my sister.
Money. Yeah.
That's just awful.
You know what I mean? So.
Well, we're almost out of time, guys. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah. So going back to the dating women with kids. I say this, if you're gonna do it, right, whether the kids are young or they're adults, whatever the case may be, sit down and have a conversation with the woman you're dating about, you know, the kids. Because that's one thing I do realize that, you know, us men don't do. When, we talk to these women, we ask these women all these questions about them. But yo, start asking questions about those kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, how old are they? Oh, okay. Like, is their father in their lives?
Pay attention to the conversations behind the phone.
Yeah. Are the father in their lives or the father is in their lives? Okay, so mm-hmm. Like, how do those kids, how do they respond to, like, have you dated before? And how do they respond to those men?
This,
like,
is good advice.
Are they, you know what I mean? Like, how, you know, how are they? Are they okay with you,
yeah,
you know, mommy seeing other men? Do they understand that mommy and daddy aren't together and they're not gonna get back together? You gotta ask all those questions. Because if you don't, yo, you're setting yourself up for failure. Trust me. Take it from me. You know what I mean? Like I said, I've dated a lot of women who had kids and it never worked out. And I was always just type like, yo, you know what? I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? You know, like, fuck you and your kids.
Yo. It's fucked up. And a lot of men have dated me and we're not ever planning to be serious because I have kids. So, I mean,
that's, you saying that's what they said? That's how they would be? They would be like, well, I'm not going to be serious with her because she got kids.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
That's how you felt.
That's how I felt about it. I don't know for a fact, but that's how I felt about it with some men, you know?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
I've never been, you know, I work.
It happens. They just use you for your time, your sex, you know, whatever you can provide at the moment.
And single moms need ass too.
Yes, we do, goddammit. Sometimes even more.
I mean, but yeah, fellas, you know what I mean? Have that conversation. Have that conversation so that way you know what you're getting into before you get into it. Because like I said, if you don't, you are setting yourself up for failure. Take it from me. You know what I mean? I've been at that level where I've had to, like, straight up disrespect kids. And I'm talking about as young as 9 years old. People might be like, oh, Jeff, what the hell?
You're
a monster. And it's like, no, I ain't a monster because I bet you your motherfucking kids are assholes. You know what I mean?
Kids are assholes.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I've never abused a child, like, verbally, mentally, emotionally, or physically. But I have been on some, like, shut the fuck up.
Sometimes
you have to let
them know that you can't be punked.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yo, you're 9 years old. Get your little ass out of here, yo, before you end up on a milk carton. You know what I mean? That's old school shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't do that anymore. Now you get the text message, Amber Alert. Like, yo, do you want to be on an Amber Alert, little nigga? Yo. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, you know, I've had to punk them even when they're like a 21-year-old. Now I've been like, yo, dude, who do you think you're talking to? You know what I mean? You're 21 years old, which means I'll fucking fist fight you and you won't win. You know what I mean? But it doesn't have to get to that level.
Yeah, you don't want it to get to that level because then how do you go from there? How does that child and that parent move forward with you?
And parents, moms, y'all should be talking to your kids.
And you should be putting your kid to bed. Don't sleep with your kid every night. Put your kid to bed.
That's all the topic. You know what I mean? You should be having, okay. You have your children, you're not with the children's father, and you know, consciously, you know, I am going to date. Whether you're either going to date or whether you're going to, you decide, like, I'm going to want to be in another relationship soon, mm-hmm, or in the future. You need to sit your kids down and tell them that. You need to let them know, like, yo, listen. You know, obviously, if they're young, you need to, you know, put it in their heads, like, mommy and daddy aren't going to be together. And you know, mommy and daddy aren't together. We're not going to be together. I do plan on dating and one day being with somebody. However you want to put it, but you gotta get it to where, like,
it's not an easy topic.
No, it's not. But it has to be done.
It has to be done. But it's not easy. And I, you know, I could speak for all the moms out there. It's not easy. It's not easy. That's all I gotta say.
You know, it ain't easy. But I'll tell you what.
Go and date a mom.
The same people, the same mothers who are probably saying the same thing you're saying. It's not easy to have that conversation or whatever, but it's easy for them to, you know, like, to have, like, other conversations with them. You want to sit there and talk to your kids about the birds and the bees.
That still isn't easy
and hey, don't do drugs and stuff like that, then. Come on.
You have to have the conversation. It isn't easy, yes, but it does have to be done. Your kids should know. You shouldn't keep them in the dark. You know, because you don't know how the person you're dating and your children are going to mesh. And I think that's the biggest piece of the relationship. How are you going to last through being with someone and your kids don't like your, you know, soon to be husband or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
And vice versa, even single dads.
Yo, listen, let me tell you something, right? If oh yeah, we good. You know what I mean?
You sure we got some time?
Yeah, because it's 60.
Okay.
We're at 50.
Okay, you know just making sure it's going by fast.
I'll tell you right now. If my girl, right, can do it from another fucking country, okay? You women can do it here in America.
What?
Okay, have that conversation and you know, and
so your friend in another country had a conversation with her child and said, I want to be with this man in
America. I don't know. Hold on. I don't know.
We're going to have a better life. That's probably what she said.
hold on.
He's going to put you through school. You're going to go to Harvard University.
But what I'm saying is, because she was married, you know, she got it, you know. They split up, got a divorce, right? And obviously, the father was still active in, mm-hmm. you know, the father is still active in, you okay, know, so in the child's life. Active. And I was like, right? And, yo, I would have, you know, when I would have, like, conversations with her,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Through, like, you know, WhatsApp, FaceTime, yeah. whatever. You know what I mean? Her daughter knew my name. You know what I'm saying? Her daughter knew my name. Her daughter knew who I was. Because... Her daughter would say, hi. Her daughter would like, you know, oh, send Jeff this picture. Oh, I drew this picture for, you know, for Jeff. Or, you know, Jeff, she.
Mommy, is that your friend? Yes, that's my friend.
She had me, she. No.
That's usually
and,
how it goes.
And you know what?
The when children she even see all the time, this is the person that mommy's talking to. This is the person that mommy's talking to. They're not dumb. Kids are not dumb. They put two and two together.
But you know what, and you know what, and from what I was told, right? She had even told, you know, her daughter who at the time was 6 years old, because I believe no five, mm-hmm. who at the time was 5 years old.
It's easier to tell a 5 year old than a 9 year old.
But yeah, go I mean, ahead. Yeah, five, six, you know, what I would even say, like, you know, to her father, and to like. The grandparents, the father's grandparents, like, oh, yeah, mommy got a boyfriend. Boyfriend's name is Jeff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I mean? Mommy's marrying him. Mommy's going to marry, you know, going to marry him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo. So.
Oh, boy.
So, where you going?
I'm here.
Now, where you going?
I'm scooting to the edge.
For what?
Because time is ticking.
Nah, we done. We done. Hey, listen. A lot of y'all don't... There's only a very small few people who actually, you know, will interact and will give me feedback. And that's fine. I don't care if it's one, two, three people. Hey, that's fine with me. You know what I mean? Let me know how y'all feel. Let me know, you know... What you think about it? What's your input? What's your advice? You know, if you have a story about it,
some of your own stories, because I think it can help everyone. You know, especially myself. I need to know. I need some guidance on this,
fellas. I'm just gonna say this. I gave you all that advice. Listen, if you date a woman whose kids are fucking old enough to drink, you know what I mean, and drive a car and buy cigarettes. And that mother is still damn near coddling the kids. Can't, you know, I can't leave her. Run.
Run for the hell.
Run. Don't fuck with them. All right? Don't fuck with them. Because then they probably have, you know, they probably have an ex who's not really an ex, who claims he's crazy, but he ain't really crazy. You know? I mean, you act like a tough guy. I'm just kidding. I ain't just kidding, but I'm not trying to, you know, that's a topic for a whole another time. Made me knock my beads down, yeah.
Well, on that note,
I need both my hands to put these beads back up. On that note, people, yo, listen. The Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm Jeff Malice Etienne.
And Nikki.
Notice how she only says Nikki. She don't give her last name. You know? She don't want y'all fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? Tune in next time. We're gonna have some doper topics. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Nikki was slacking this week. Cause last week she was like, yo, let's talk about this. And she had it. And I was like, yes. Then today, I don't remember. So anyway, oh, see, look. Heads up.
All right, here we go.
It tells you, it lets you know. So that's dope. All right, people. Hey, till next week.
Peace.
Peace.